Now, if the food had been cooked and served the second time, you say the food's been
warmed up, warmed over.
Uh-huh. Did, now, how many times were you supposed to, didn't they have a certain time, a certain amount of time that you were supposed to, eat your food, you know, chew? You're supposed to.
Oh, when I was a little kid in school, they had that many times, and what are we supposed to, 32 or 28 or something like that. Okay. I come home, tried it, and by God, I didn't have nothing to chew on left. I got up to about 15, 20.
Yeah. Now, you smoke.
Right.
What?
Cigarettes.
Did you ever smoke any else?
Not very much. I smoked a pipe a little bit.
Or some people smoke what? Down in Havana.
Cigars.
And they inhale a lot. But you don't. Okay. No. Now, the kind of food, this is kind of starchy grain they grow out in Arkansas and Louisiana. Y'all don't
eat rice.
Y'all eat a lot of that when you're coming up?
When I was a kid, I loved it. You could give me rice and gravy, and man, I thought I was in heaven. But I about lost my taste for it now.
You don't care?
I don't care too much for rice anymore.
The, now, the stuff you raise in your own garden is better than the stuff maybe you buy out.
Right.
And you call this stuff your own what?
This is fresh, home garden stuff.
Yeah. You got a bunch of pear trees. Are those pears up there?
Mm-hmm.
When do y'all pick them?
Those right there, I don't pick.
You don't?
They're just about too sorry to pick. That's a new blight resistant. Old rent pear.
Yeah.
It's fine for everything except eating. They forgot to put much taste in it.
What are they for then?
I don't know. I think I'm going to chop them down. But they'll bear such a big crop every year.
They sure do. I ain't seen nothing bigger than that. Well, they're about ready to pick now.
Yeah.
You might not pick one up and eat it on the
way? No, you pick it but up your dozen of them. Maybe a short of taste.
Yeah.
I like peppers herbs and they don't have any acid in them at all. Now, my wife has tried canning them. You make them just like a regular canned pear for a pear salad.
Yeah.
If she gets them just right, they're pretty good that way. But to make pear preserves, now I don't know whether you ever eat any of them as a country boy or not.
Sure.
Okay, these hadn't got any. It just tastes like sweetened water. It hadn't got the pear flavor enough to make pear preserves.
Mm-hmm. Well, they raise good.
Yeah, they grow good.
Everybody comes by and says, boy, look at that, look at them pear trees he's got.
Now, I've got some other trees out there that do have good, will make a good pear preserve, but they'll blight and die in a few years. But them things there, they don't never miss a crop.
You don't have to worry about folks picking them, do you? Now, talk about the type of sweetening you have. What did you use for sweetening?
We were fortunate we had sugar, I guess 99.9% of the time. Now, but my mother, to stretch sugar, she'd use the sugar in molasses buckets and make what she'd call gingerbread or molasses cake and things like that. Now, I know she was doing it to stretch sugar. I didn't realize then she was doing it to stretch sugar, but I know now that that was why she was doing it.
Did you have any names to distinguish molasses and sugar, or molasses and syrup?
Now my wife has come up with it first from, she says sorghum is molasses and the old blue king is syrup.
Good.